This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In the know and on the go or on this show. This is the DJV show, otherwise known as the DJV Experience, with the three fabulously intelligent ladies, or maybe they're just fabulously intelligent people. I don't have to tell you they're ladies, and maybe they, under the circumstances, might accuse me of sexism because I'm calling them ladies. Because sometimes I went to a political rally last night, and you weren't supposed to refer to men as men and women as women. You're all people here, so said the person conducting the rally. I don't know whether I think that's true. I think we've gone a little far over the edge with some of these things, and because people are so easily hurt, or they seem to be so easily offended, everybody's offended by something. Ladies, are you offended by being called ladies?
No, because we're ladies.
You are.
I think it's silly when we don't celebrate our differences instead of trying to become one and everybody's
right.
The same.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, celebrate what makes everybody special.
Yeah.
I think it's only when you qualify something, like, oh, she's good at her job for a lady or something like that. You know?
Right.
But I don't mind being called a lady in general because I am one.
Yes, you are. And you're good at your job for a lady.
Thank you.
So there you go. I don't think, actually, looking back on my career, I've ever worked with someone, we used to refer to it in the old days as on the other side of the glass, because the announcers would be in a booth, and the technological side of things, if you're playing music or whatever it was, I think the most vivid example I can come up with is WCAU in Philadelphia, where I learned about the unions having what they call final jurisdiction, which means what went on over the air wasn't up to you. The final air product was up to them, so they can do what they, you know, and really here, you are in that seat because you have final jurisdiction. You have, in reality, using that old term, because I only have control of what I'm doing in my studio. Jennifer has control of what she's doing in her studio. Victoria's in her studio. She has control of what she can do, and you put it all together.
Oh, yeah, Kara, your mic is down the whole time. I don't know.
Oh, is it? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't actually put any of that on the air.
One of those deals, huh? How about some good news from Good Samaritans, who in this circumstance turned a normal day at the beach into a very heroic moment. A group of strangers formed a human chain that stretched into the ocean to rescue swimmers who were struck on a rip current. Derek Simmons, who, along with his wife Jessica, came up with the idea to start a chain when they saw a group of 9 swimmers who were struggling to stay afloat off the coast of Panama City in Florida. I'll tell you something. There's nothing worse, nothing, in my experience. Maybe the time that we went through a tornado in the plane scared me. But I was out on a little reef a long time ago. It's probably been 40 years ago. Maybe 50 years ago, swimming where my parents' place was in Riviera Beach, which is Palm Beach County. The beaches there are great, and they go for miles, and you can go out normally. I think things have changed now, but I remember swimming out, and I'm a fairly powerful short-distance swimmer. I'm not a long-distance swimmer, but I can swim pretty well, you know, for a while. And I got out to this reef, and all of a sudden, for whatever the reason, there was a change in the current and the tide, and I was being pulled out. And I was being pulled out. And there was nobody really around. I looked at shore, and I thought, well, I better go back. And as I swam, I'm aiming for the beach, but I'm going the other way. Ever been in that experience, any of you?
I've been caught in a rip, too.
Yeah. So anyway, there were a couple of young boys in this group of swimmers. All of them together had been in a circumstance. And they said, this is kind of a cool thing. This is having presence of mind. The only thing that popped into my mind was, if you ever watched ants, when one of their babies is in trouble and they can't move, they start making a chain in order to pass them down the line to get them to safety. That's what Derek said. That's how many people ever noticed that? The ants that make chains in that circumstance, and you can see them get the food. They do it sometimes. They pass it down among them as if they are arm to arm. So anyway, they were out there. It was about 6:30 in the evening. Lifeguards had left. It's always with the public beaches. If the politicians want to give it to you and things are tight and they want to have more money to spend or waste of yours, they always in the summertime, we got to close down the beaches. We don't have enough money to run the beaches. Or if you go to the beaches, you swim at your own risk. No lifeguard. Carrie, you were a lifeguard, weren't you, for a while?
Yeah, I was a lifeguard for a couple of years.
Yeah. And did you have certain hours and the beach was open all the time, but you or others were not around?
Well, I worked at a pool, so obviously whenever the pool was open, the lifeguards were there. But then we close it after 8 p.m. And, you know, obviously if anyone hops over the fence and comes after that, then they're swimming at their own risk. But, I mean, what are you supposed to do on a beach? Have a lifeguard there 24/7? Obviously, it doesn't make sense to have a lifeguard there when it's dark. They're not going to see anything anyway unless you've got full strobe lights on the beach.
I mean, I grew up at the beach, and a lot of my friends were beach guards, and they extended it from 6 to 6:30. So after 6:30, there isn't a guard on duty, but, you know, that's kind of common sense. Like, fish and sharks start feeding around 6:30, so you don't really want to be in the water then anyway.
Yeah, there's a certain point where people have to have their own personal responsibility to decide.
But we all know that there are a lot of people who have no sense of, there's no common sense, they have no sense of self, no...
Well, they have no respect for the ocean, and most of the time it's tourists who just have no clue. I mean, I grew up at the beach, and all of my friends, we've all been stuck in riptides. We don't panic, we just, you know, riptides are very narrow, and they run perpendicular to the shore. So if you're being taken out, just swim parallel to the shore in either direction, and you'll be out of it in 10 feet. It's very easy to get out of one, but people don't know that because they don't know the ocean.
And the worst thing you can do is start freaking out and panicking. The same as if you feel like you're drowning, because you're just going to go down faster if you start panicking.
All right. So the reason for telling this story is twofold. One of them is to let you know that people are good and they're smart and they do
the
right thing.
These were quick-thinking people. This was a very good example.
And it grew around 40 people. By the time they were done, there were about 40 people that were there trying to help these swimmers who were 70 yards away. So that's one good thing. And the other good thing that comes out of this is an understanding for all of you that are going to wherever the great big beaches are or the little beaches. The summertime provides us with great opportunity, and also, if you want to take the other side, great danger, because there's nothing more powerful than water. Nothing. There is not a
hydraulic. And
there's no
from Mother Nature. I mean, you were talking about how people don't know, they don't go to the beach, or they're from out of town. But I think there's there's a sense that nothing can get me, especially when until we're a certain age. I think there's this sense of, well, I can beat that. I don't have to be afraid of that. There's like little respect for Mother Nature, which always wins, you know.
That's true.
So there's a fairly good example, Jennifer, of that today floating around, if you'll pardon the pun. There's a massive chunk of ice, which turns out to be about the size of the state of Delaware, that has broken off from what they call a Larsen ice shelf in Antarctica, and it's floating in the sea. This was apparently hanging by a thread anyway, split off, I think, sometime in the last day or two, 2,200 square miles. It's this Larsen ice shelf to which it belonged is now 12% smaller, smallest it's ever been in recorded history. So what do you get out of this? That Mother Nature is acting in a way that's not in man's best interest, perhaps. There are scientists who have been monitoring this thing for quite a long time. They believe that the iceberg has remained intact. And so imagine on the shipping lanes there. Up there aren't a lot of shipping lanes anyway. But what happens if this thing floats? Is it going to float here or there? That's what they're trying to figure out, watching the currents. And then the globalists, the climate change people say, look, what are we going to do about this? And I don't know that you can do anything about it in terms of the immediacy of this problem. Is it a problem that affects us in lots of different ways? And do we then grouse more about global warming and what mankind is doing? And let's just shoot everybody so we won't ruin the ice, the shelf, ice shelves. This is part of, if you understand the history of the planet, not that it's good or bad, and this is not a judgment, it's just fact. If you go over, if you look at the results of some of the core drilling that scientists have made over the last 40, 50 years to understand what the history of weather is on the planet and what the history of the shelf is that sort of protects the planet, these sorts of things have been going on. And so, again, we come back to the same old question about whether it's man-made and what does man do to stop it. And look at that dirty son of a gun, Trump. This is all his fault because if he'd stayed in Paris, you know, it's that kind of nonsense. The idea, in my estimation, of Trump doing what he did was to get a better deal. But the rest of the world, and you saw this at the G20, seemed to sort of... Okay, so they're going to do their thing. We're going to keep going and do what we agreed originally to do, which may or may not be the right call. One of those two calls is maybe the right one. Maybe there's a third call about this. The incident itself is interesting, especially if you look at some of the pictures from some of the planes, the commercial airliners. People have taken pictures of this as they've flown over, because pretty much everybody who flies from the East Coast or the middle of America to go to Asia goes over the ice cap. If you're going, depending on where you're going in Europe, pretty much everybody is going to fly over where this iceberg is. And so some of the pictures are pretty dramatic. To me, the first time I saw it, it looked kind of like someone was making a trail in the snow. Did it to you when you first saw it? Anybody see some of the original
pictures?
Haven't seen a picture of it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's pretty dramatic. But it looks like somebody's out. What you realize is if you're in a plane, you're about 35,000 feet above it. And the fact that it's as wide as it is, if you didn't know you were looking at a picture of a plane, you'd think you were looking at a path in the snow, maybe up in Alaska, of a dog team running through the snow. That's kind of what it looks like.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Many Americans suffer from insomnia, either trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. But some simple cognitive behavioral techniques can help about 90% of people.
Reduce the total amount of time spent in bed. I know that sounds weird, but if you know that you're having difficulty sleeping, spending more time in bed actually increases your anxiety associated with being in bed. And so if you can go ahead and begin to program reducing your total time in bed, that's a good start.
Dr. Timothy Morgenthaler says there are three other important steps.
Second, get up at the same time every day. Number three, don't go to bed until you feel sleepy. Don't go to bed because you think you ought to be going to bed. And number four, don't stay in bed for longer than 15 or 20 minutes if you are not sleepy.
He adds that as you get more confident sleeping well in bed, gradually increase the total time in bed until you are getting the right amount of sleep. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Well, Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Amazing. After all these years, starting with the, what's the name of the group? The Journeymen? No, what do they call themselves? The Beatles before they, and they were singing in
I think you're right. I think Liverpool. John Lennon's band was the Journeymen, right?
Was it the Journeymen? Okay. So when you think that these guys were in their teens, and now we've talked about the birthday of both Lennon, and I'm sorry, the birthday of both Paul, Richard Starkey is known as Ringo, and Paul McCartney. McCartney's 74, Ringo's 77. Imagine how long we've been thinking about, talking about, and how their relevance has stayed with us. So anything that has to do with the Beatles becomes big stuff. Thus, the focus on John Lennon's psychedelic Rolls Royce, which is something. Can you imagine what the people in Liverpool thought the first time John Lennon drove through town in this Phantom 5? Anyway, the car, what they were talking about, is a 1964 custom-built Rolls. The model was a Phantom 5. These cars were pretty fabulous in and of themselves. But he was a working-class kid from Liverpool. And he said he always wanted to be an eccentric millionaire. Well, both of those things.
Good goal.
Yeah, right, exactly. I've always wanted. Jennifer, how about you? You want to be an eccentric millionaire?
Yes, of course. Okay. That's the only kind of millionaire to be, right?
Yeah, Jennifer and I want to live together in Grey Gardens.
Yes.
That's how eccentric we want to be.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. We have
all
glitter.
Right, so this is
Sarah can visit and take care of us when we're old and senile.
Oh, great. Something to look forward to. Uh-huh.
Pays to
so
be younger.
December 1964, he ordered this car. Weighs 3 tons. Installed a record player, an 8-track tape player, a radio phone, and a fridge.
It's amazing how big it is in the back that you can do all that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a big car. And it was obvious that this kind of a car almost has to be black. I've seen a few of them that were dark red, but it looks like a traditional limousine. And this is the car the Beatles went in to go to Buckingham Palace to get their member of the most excellent order of the British Empire from Queen Elizabeth. It was damaged slightly during Lennon's filming of How I Won the War. It was a military satire. He had to repair it and added some odd features to it. There was a television that got added, and the rear seat was converted to a bed for obvious reasons. So then, when they finished Sergeant Pepper, he had the car sent to the bus builders in England to be customized even further. And as Sergeant Pepper came out, the car was unveiled in the summer of 1967. And so when you think about the psychedelic sound that the Beatles had, and you looked at this car, you got it. It was like the car pounded, you know what I mean? It was like it exploded on screen, or it would get bigger and smaller, like you really were on some kind of psychedelic trip. He took the car to Buckingham Palace again to see the Queen in 1969. This time, though, he went to return his award, his MBE award, to the Queen in protest over their involvement. The English were involved in the Civil War in Nigeria, and the British were supporting the American War in Vietnam, so John Lennon said, up yours. Basically, he loaned it to Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones used it, it's been all around, was sold at auction in 1985. A fellow paid $2.5 million for it, and it was this was for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Anyway, so it's really kind of a wonderful thing. It's just cool. So you might want to check it out online. Just put in psychedelic car, and that's what will come up.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is from C.S. Lewis, who says, democracy hates a great man. Democracy looks at a great man like a field of wheat where one stalk is 6 inches higher than everybody else or every other stalk, and government comes along and cuts it off so they're all even. And I think that's absolutely true. I'm so glad we live in a representative republic and not a democracy. This allows us the opportunity to be great if we want to, if we want to pay the price, if we want to do what's necessary to be a great man. However you define being great, America provides you that opportunity. Rather than being chopped off by government, let's work at being great. I'm Gary Rathman. It's an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Focus on today. I'm Doug Steffen on the air on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can find us on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. And go to Facebook if you want to see some of the pictures of things that are affecting all this. I posted something yesterday I thought that was kind of compelling. There are all kinds of things that are going on, and most of the things that I want to have us sure as heck talk about are good things and things that you come to a good conclusion after thinking them through. Not always is that the case, though. So I may bundle. Sometimes this is what happens. We used to call it when I was running the newsroom at WEEI, we bundled stories together. You ever do that when you were doing the Cosmo show on Sirius? You bundle things together, Victoria?
What do you mean by bundle?
Bundle similar things together, similar stories together, things that have a similar track.
Sure. I never did that in a newscast, like when I worked at the news station, but yeah, sure. Conversationally, of course, yeah.
Yep. All right. So here are three things that are distressing, and I want to get them all out of the way at once. First one is the most distressing for me. Once again, a story which adds fuel to the fire of those of us who think there needs to be, and I'm taking a stand because I have made it very clear how I feel about illegal immigrants who come to this country and don't go through the process, although more and more my sister and I had a conversation about this the other day. She does not, well, it isn't that she doesn't agree with me. She says, well, people deserve a chance. And I said, yeah, they do deserve a chance, but why don't they do it the way they're supposed to do it? They all know how. There are friends or people or folks. Last night here in Framingham, I went to another political kickoff, and there are a couple of people running for mayor who are strong, and I went to the person's announcement that I support on Monday, and then last night the other candidate, who was quite an intelligent, very interesting character in and of herself, doesn't have a lot of experience, but the people around her are people who are folks who are running for council who think Framingham should be a sanctuary city. That's anathema to me. And this whole business about what we need to do to help these people, we don't owe them a damn thing. If they want to come here and they want to go through the process, then that's swell. If they can contribute, bring them on. But that isn't the case with this story. One fellow who has been removed from our country seven times. His name is Nimas Garcia Velasco, 32 years old, from Mexico. Consumed 12 beers the other night and was driving over 100 miles an hour when he crashed his van and killed a father of three. 100 miles an hour. Lost control of his van and crashed, killing Silvano Torres, 58-year-old gentleman. The prosecutor says that the bad guy here, and he is, Velasco, was driving down Interstate 80 at 1 o'clock when the incident occurred. Mr. Velasco told officers he'd consumed 12 beers through the night and into the morning. According to the hearing, the man had been removed from this country seven times. Why is this guy being sent back to his country? Why isn't he in jail? Rotting.
I thought we didn't want him in our jails.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard you say that. Send him back. No. Why are we paying for him?
No. Well, the other side of it is, what do they do with him? There's no punishment. And no, you may have confused. I don't think that's what I meant to say. If that's the way it came out, I'm sorry, because that's not what I meant. I think those people are the ones that we ought to be paying for to have in jail, instead of a lot of the people who are in jail who ought not to be there physically.
Yeah, the bad guys you pay to have in jail, some of them get thrown in there. And it's just, it's like a place just to hold them, I guess, which is not necessarily fair to the taxpayers.
No. All right, so there's that food for thought. And then there's the story of a Texas girl who was electrocuted while using her cell phone in a bathtub.
Oof.
14.
Is that a thing?
14-year-old Madison Coe had the phone plugged into a bathroom outlet at her father's home in New Mexico. Her family said she was fatally shocked. There's a burn mark on her hand, said her grandmother. She was an eighth grader from Lubbock, Texas. Grandmother said, quote, the hand that would have grabbed the phone, very obvious that that's what happened, burned. Family is sharing what happened in hopes that it doesn't happen to anybody else. Thank you. Sadness, yes. Stupidity. The family said, we want something good to come out of this. Awareness. How can you be so clueless that you get into a bathtub and you have something that has electrical current in it, in the tub with you?
Well, I don't know if it fell into the tub or...
What difference does it make? It shouldn't have been there. It shouldn't make it. There should no plug. There shouldn't have been a phone. Nothing.
Well,
and this is
sad.
Not the
I
first
don't know
time.
That kids know that, though. Yeah.
Well, shouldn't they know it?
Well, they should, but I just don't
it's
know that they do.
If it's attached to the plug, they should know that. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, at 14, you didn't know that? Any of you?
Well, I did. I mean, I think it sounds like we all did because we're still alive, but I'm just saying I don't know that. I think
the better question is, can't we take a break? I mean, do we constantly have to have that thing in our hands? Yeah. I mean, typically, a bath is for cleaning yourself and relaxing, and neither of that needs to involve a cell phone.
Yeah, I just think that there's so many more electronics around nowadays that people have with them all the time that they might not think of it.
Right.
Like, it's like you know that it's technology, but you don't even think about it. Like before,
that's inexcusable.
I know it is, but I'm just saying that before, you know, like obviously hair dryers have a big thing on it that says don't, you know, take this in water. Well, obviously, like, you know, most people aren't going to take a hair dryer in water, or you weren't going to take your toaster in the water, or you weren't going to take a huge computer in the water, but now everything is so small and portable and easy to hold. And every now and then, you know, if I'm taking a bath, sometimes I'm reading and I'll be reading something on my phone and I wouldn't ever have it plugged in.
Right.
But
I've read my iPad because that's where my books are. So,
yeah,
I mean,
so I can see where something stupid, it's just a lack of common sense and someone not even thinking, you know, sitting there reading their phone and being like, oh, well, I need to charge it. Let me charge it. And then they plug it in and don't even think. And then suddenly you're dead.
So, or she was in the bathtub and a text message came through and she wanted to see what it was and grabbed it. And then that's it. You know, I mean, I'm assuming that must have, if you're in the tub and you grab a phone that's plugged in, does that automatically shock you?
No, I think if you...
It's got to drop in the water.
Yeah, it's got to be...
But they didn't find the phone in the water, so that's what's kind of weird about this story.
Well,
was it a Samsung?
Wet.
Was it the kind that blows up on you just by holding it? Maybe that was the button.
Yeah, maybe she was really wet and didn't dry her hands off first and got a bunch of water on the plug. I don't know.
Yeah. If there's a burn mark on her hand, but they found her in the tub, it seems...
Pretty
somewhere it traveled, the current traveled.
I think her parents are right in the situation, though, that it's sad, and everyone knows that it's sad, but that they should publicize this so other kids know, hey, this can kill you, don't do it.
All right, so...
Don't laugh at me, Jen. It's terrible.
But it is so stupid, isn't it? I mean, think about how stupid it is. All right, here's another one for the books. You ready?
Ready.
Couple of police officers, I don't know if you've seen the video of this, I saw it yesterday afternoon and I laughed actually. I watched these two police officers who were on camera. They pulled over a black lady and asked for the license and registration, and the lady was Aramis Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A, who, it turns out, is the state attorney for Florida's 9th Judicial Circuit Court. The officers approach her. She takes the license out and hands it over to them. And then one of the officers said, what agency do you work for? She says, I'm the state's attorney. So the cops start weaseling around, trying to talk themselves out, because she says to them, why'd you stop me? And they didn't have an explanation for stopping her. It is really, it's very telling about the system. We run tags all the time, one of the officers said, whether it's a traffic light or that sort of thing. That's how we figure out if cars are stolen. Also, the car windows were dark. Huh?
Well, tinted windows.
Yeah, but were her front windows tinted? Because that's the only way you can get pulled over. Yeah. You're allowed to have your back windows tinted.
Well...
I think that even California, you can only have a certain, like, a degree of tinting. You can't have the super dark tinting.
They said, we don't have a tint measure, but that was another reason for the stop.
Yeah.
So anyway, the state's attorney is pretty annoyed by this time and asked the officers for their cards. Neither of them had them, which is a requirement. Police officers are supposed to be able to identify themselves with information on, in some way, shape, or form. So they wrote it down on a piece of paper. The police department said that, quote, it allows the running of tags for official business only, and this is done routinely. In regards to the video, which was released by the police department, officers stated the tag did not come back as registered to any vehicle. As you can see in the video, the window tint was dark. Officers would not have been able to tell who or how many people were in the vehicle. You know, this is one of those things that... is part of the human condition, I suppose. But in Florida, I have I think Florida is overpopulated with police, frankly. Way too many. They're always stumbling and fumbling and bumbling over each other. That's my experience. And having lived in Florida, being connected to Florida for almost 50 years, there's too many sheriffs, deputies, too many police, just too many. And so in this circumstance, they were embarrassed, but they probably didn't have a reason to be embarrassed. Do you know, this is something that would have been a routine, but they didn't. The reason I'm telling you the story is because it's another example of police not being trained properly. They fumble and stumble over the reason. They shouldn't have had to. They didn't need an excuse. That's the law says we can do this. Okay, so we did it. Well, they didn't really. They were caught. They felt like they were. They acted like they were caught with their pants down. In fact, they weren't doing anything wrong. But it was the way that they presented themselves under the circumstances, and they obviously weren't trained to deal with someone who's smart and has and knows what the law is and asks the right questions. Why'd you stop me? So that's kind of why I told you the story. Have any of you seen the video? You
see it? No.
It's all over the place. All right, here's one other one for the books, sort of. This is a serious situation. Everybody sit down. And don't relax, because there's a marijuana shortage in Nevada.
Uh-oh.
This is bad news, man.
Yeah, man.
If you don't have enough blow.
Blow?
Is it blow? What is it? Maybe
cocaine.
It's
oh, my God. Oh, boy.
All right. Make fun. Help yourself. Take your best shot.
Let's go with weed. How about weed?
Yeah.
Weed. Okay. All right. The governor there, Brian Sandoval, endorsed a statement of emergency.
Yes, that's stupid.
Well, you want to tell the story? This is really pretty
funny. All I know. I mean, that's really the story, is that they started recreational marijuana in Nevada. There was such a run on it that then
July
the governor
1st.
Does the statement of emergency, which what the heck is that going to do? Is it going to make the stuff grow faster? I don't know. He's going to try to bring it in from other states, I guess.
There are 47 licensed stores in Nevada, and 40,000 retail transactions took place in the first weekend. So that means 40,000 people bought up all the weed. And so the governor or the district attorney said that the program is now running on fumes.
Get it?
Yeah.
I did, Jennifer. Thank you. 12 before the hour. People who are serious about their health are focused on Super Beats. This is the Super Beats 101. Super Beats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all natural non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Super Beats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borgetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26th, 2017.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Still buzzing about Daniel Craig becoming James Bond again. What did we decide? He was 56. Is that right? How old is he?
Is that right? I didn't think he was that old.
I saw one place the other day. He was 49.
Yeah, he's only 49.
Is he 49?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right.
He still has one last run in him.
I would think he could do more than that, but
probably.
Supposedly they're paying $50 million to do this. They want him that badly, and he's that important to the franchise, which I find interesting.
Mm.
Imagine going back to the first James Bond, Dr. No, Sean Connery got paid $300,000 to do it. And then they boosted him after that to like $1 million a picture. Say it again, Doug. A picture. At the height of Roger Moore doing James Bond, he got $7 million. The others have come nowhere near. Well, I think Pierce Brosnan did. And then, you know, when they start you out, you're at the low end of the scale, and then they see how you're going to do, and this will be the most that was ever paid to anybody to do a James Bond movie. But they're expensive to produce. I think Skyfall was $200 million to produce.
Was it really? Wow.
Yeah, but then it took in almost $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So, hello, that's a pretty good investment. You'd put $2 to get 10 back. Wouldn't you put too much in?
Of course, yeah. That's still my favorite James. I mean, Sean Connery is my favorite Bond, but Skyfall's my favorite Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was incredible.
I would say in the list of the ones that I like, James Bond played by Sean Connery, yes, number one. Pierce Brosnan, I liked. I found him
he was underrated. Quite appealing.
Yeah, he was underrated. He should have been able to stay a couple of more times, I think. And then Roger Moore played him so differently, but in such a rather interesting way. There's never been a James Bond movie ever produced that I didn't see. Have you seen them all?
I've seen them all, yeah. And you know, it's funny. I guess it depends on who your first. Well, a lot of people say who your first James Bond was is sort of how you're always linked to. So Pierce Brosnan was my first James Bond, but I liked him a lot. I thought the movies that they gave him were horrible, and I think if the movies
stories
were better, if the movies were better, I think he would have lasted longer because I think he was a very good James Bond, but I find Roger Moore just annoying as James Bond.
Really?
I know so many people love him. He was my mom's favorite. I just can't get into him as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Something too campy about all those movies.
There was something about Judi Dench as M that
loved
worked
her.
Well.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan and Judi Dench worked well off each other, I thought, in the movies that they were in together. That was a good chemistry.
And she was great with Daniel Craig, too.
Yeah.
I thought they had a tougher sort of almost mother-son relationship.
Right.
But I thought she was very good with him, too. I was very sad when she died. Not in real life, obviously.
Yeah.
When M died.
Right. Yeah. All right. So we continue. Movie Moments. Chucker's not around with us today, but we have some things on. I have a thought on Shia LaBeouf or Sheila, however you pronounce it. Dipstick he is. It's 57 past the hour.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, so as often is the case, the ladies will be happy to tell you I missed the point of why we do something.
No, we were both, it's not your fault.
Well, we had a good conversation about James Bond, but the real reason we played the theme was because the Broccolis are producing something other than a James Bond flick, Victoria. What is it?
Well, yeah, the same producers of all the James Bond series and books are now starting a new espionage thriller, which will probably turn into a franchise, and it's going to star Blake Lively as a female espionage spy kind of, you know, agent. It's called The Rhythm Section. And so it'll be interesting to see how, I guess these are based on British books. There's a series of novels. So it centers on a woman who learns that the plane crash that killed her family was not an accident. She adopts the identity of an assassin to track down those responsible. Sort of like a Jason Bourne, but a female spin.
Right. All right, Shia, how do you pronounce his name? Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
I got arrested. He's doing a movie. And he got arrested for being in a drunken stupor or some other foolishness.
He's a mess.
Yeah. But he went all over, made some stupid racist comments. Apparently he was either drunk or on drugs or something when he got arrested. He certainly.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.